Priyan Simen, Reish Veivov, Dine Tzilas Musaf B'Shabbos, Uboi Hei Sifin, Sif Aleph, Zman Tzilas Musaf Miyad Achal Tzilas HaShachar, Vein La'achom, and one should not push off Tzilas Musaf Yaisel miyad soif sheva shois. That it should not be after sheva shois bayoim. Vimispalol oiso acher sheva shois. If he davened musaf, it's after sheva shois. Nikro peisheya. So he's considered a peisheya. He's considered a misatzel, v'avol pikein yotzo yidei chevosoi. But he was yaitze, but he's considered a pesheya. V'bnei shezmano kol hayoim. That means even though lechatchilem, the zman hakrov of the korban musaf should have been over with v'yisheva shois. So therefore, he should have davened at least by that time after Sheva Shois passed by. But b'di'eved, if he did not do this, so even though he's a Peisheya, but he's Yoytzim, Tzvilas Musaf, Bimnei Shezmano Kol Hayoim. Let us just see the Mishnah Brura. Acha Tzvilas HaShachar. The zman of Tfilas Musaf is after Tfilas HaShachar. K'may Korban Musaf, Shezman Ilechatchila Achar HaTomid. The Korban Musaf was after the Tomid Shol Shachar. Mi'ad Saif, the Iker Zman HaKrovas HaMusaf, Hoya Lechatchila Ad Saif Sheva. That was the zman of the hakrov of the korban musaf. Now, in Dilshu, he brings a very interesting machloikis between the today's poiskim and the poiskim of the previous dayam. The shaila is, there are two zmanim, which one is olo to daven musaf after sheva shois. Yom Kippurim, that is, they were marech b'piyutim by shachis, and it comes out as starting to daven musaf after sheva shois. Or Simchas Torah, that marbe berikudim and dancing, and because of that, musaf is after sheva shois. So, Rabbi Eliashiv Shlita and Rabbi Shmuel Vozner both hold that since the reason for the ichor was not atzlis, the reason was because Alts cover the Torah, or they were marich b'piyutim in shachis. So it came out, they were first able to daven musaf after sheva shois. There's no problem whatsoever. That's what they hold. Leidach yisim, the matafrayim, delav lamogin, bring down. By Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, one should make sure to be mizdares, that musaf, should daven musaf before sheva shois. So, and also Rav Shlomo Zalman was also very machmer in this. And in the yeshiva in Kol Torah, by Simchas Torah, he made sure they davened musaf before sheva shois. And the way he did this was they started to daven early in the morning, so they can be finished with the dancing and start Musa before Sheva Shois. Al Kaponim, we have here these Hiluki Deis. If there's a legitimate reason for the Ichol, if one still falls into the category of a Peshaya. So we have here Machlekes HaPoskim. Now let us go further in the Mechaber. Vim Shochach. What is the din if he didn't daven? Ein lo tashlumim. So there's no din tashlumim. Tfilis Musaf is different than the other tfilis. By all other tfilis, if a person did not daven shachis, is it in tashlumim by mincha? He didn't have a mincha. Is it in tashlumim by meirev? Didn't have a meirev. Is it in tashlumim by shachris? By tefillas musaf, there's no din tashlumim. Let us see Mishnah Berurah. Why? Kivin sheniska bo kolbin musaf. Since in this tefillah, there's mentioned the Korban Musaf. The Korban Musaf ain't lo tashlumim. There's no tashlumim for the Korban. So memele, so it's not shayach to daven meirev and mention the Korban Musaf. It's after Yontif. You can't, it's after Shabbos. There's no din tashlumim. Ma she'ein kein share tvilish leniske bem korban klau. There's no mention of a korban. Yesh lem tashlumin kuma shekosav simin kubches. Well, the tashlum would be by Meirev. By Meirev, there's no akrobas akorban. Let us go further. V'yesh bo nesiyas kapayim. Yuduchin by Musaf, that means in Eretz Yisrael, just like Yuduchin by Shachis, Yuduchin by Musaf. Zakter emo, v'mispalo oiso koidim tvila Shachis, yotso. What happens if a person davened Musaf before Shachis? So but the Eved is Yaitze. That means the Halacha is Zichem Mechayiv, that one should daven Shachis before Musaf, al Halacha of Todir, Vishayne Todir, Todir Koidim. Tfilah Shachis is a Tfilah Tadirom. But that's a mitzvah, that's a seder, that one should daven Shachis before Musaf. But if he davened Musaf before Shachis, b'diavad he was yoytzev. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. V'yesh bo nesiyas kapayim. Haynu denoisim kapayim b'musaf k'moy b'shachis. Just like by Shachis, there's a din nesiyas kapayim by Musaf, there's also nesiyas kapayim. T'nar b'sim and kubchov tes. Vayin shom besimin kufchov ches, siv mem dalet bagod, bechol medina yisaynu, einogim liso kapayim, bishabes klal, in chutz loretz, we do not duchen at all. Yotzo, de korbin musav zmanoi, Mitchilas hayoyim ad ha'arev. That means really this man of Musaf is from the beginning of the day. You could bring the korban Musaf. Ela da'osa lahagdim shim korban lechatchilem lekorban tomid shel shachem. Ubediyemed yotza, ubediyemed, if he daven Musaf before Shachis, with the Eved he was Yaitzen. There's a very interesting machlokes between Rav Moshe and Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. if a person comes into shul and the tzibur is davening musaf, he didn't daven shachris yet, so, but he has time to daven shachris after musaf, he wants a chaparayna tefillah b'tzibur. So Rabbi Yitzchak Kalchonon says he could daven musaf with the tzibur, because to daven with the tzibur, that's called mikudish. And mikudish in toder, mikudish is more choshev than toder. So tzibur with the tzibur is mikudish. And so memela one could be magdim musaf to shachris. The Moshe holds Vishumai Fenat, he's a raya from a tour, that he should daven Shachas b'yichidis and Musaf b'yichidis, not to daven Musaf b'tzibur before Shachas. Steve Bays, Kol Yochid Chayim Lispalo Tzulas Hamusofim, that means there's a Tana that holds that the whole Indian of davening Musaf is b'mkayim the Kolbin Musaf, and the Kolbin Musaf was a Kolbin Sibol. I mean, that was the Kolbin Sibol. And this is b'mokim the Kolbin Sibol. So there's one Tane in Mesechus Rosh Hashanah that holds the whole Chiyuv of Tzvilas Musaf is only on the Tzibur. A Yochid is no din of Tzvilas Musaf, because the Musaf is b'mokim the Kolbin Musaf, and the Kolbin Musaf is a Chavis HaTzibur. But we don't paskin like that Tane. So that's the Chiddush of the Mechaber. Kol Yochid Chayvili Spalo Tzvilas HaMusafim, Beinim Yesh Tzibur B'ir Oiloi. Hago, V'achakach, Tzchoyzer HaShliach Tzibur HaTzvile K'moi B'Shar Tzvilis, there's a din of Chazoris HaShat also. Zakta Mishna Brue, Kol Yochid, the Leitelma, the Hoyo Tu B'mokim, Akrovas HaKolbin, Loi utlo ha-mitzvah rak al ha-tzibur she-be'ir, v'loi al ha-yochid. One should not say, since it's b'mokim ha-krovis of a korban tzibur, so it's only a chiyuv on a tzibur to daven. From ha-shmalon, v'loi emrinin ha-chi, we don't say this. There's got a very interesting Shari Tshuvim, which is negay those who daven Nusr Sfar. So by the Musaf, we say Kedushas Kesel. That's all we say by Musaf, Nusr Sfar. I think I once saw an Orach HaShulchan, the Orach HaShulchan says, the Ashkenazim don't say Kedushas Keser because the Kedusha is so great, they felt we're not right to say Kedushas Keser. About Kaponim, Nusach Svab, they say Kedushas Keser. So the Shari Tshuva brings down that the Musaf of Shabbos and Yom Tov, he say, Im Amcha Yisrael, and by Rosh Chodesh you say, Ve Amcha Yisrael, that's what he brings down over here. It's a different nusach, the musaf of Rosh Chodesh, you say, Ve Amcha Yisrael. So Shabbos Yom Tov say Im Amcha Yisrael, and Rosh Chodesh say Ve Amcha Yisrael. It's a different nusach. Fine. Siv Gimel. Muta Litoim Koidem Tzvilas Hamosofim. A person daven shachis already. So, like this, before Shachis, the days of Achille, they say, one is not permitted to eat before Shachis. He davened Shachis already. So the Mechaber says, but he's before Musaf. So there are, it's still before Musaf, but it's after Shachis. So there are certain dinim. Muta litoin kaidem tulas amusafim teima is muta before musaf. Dahainu achilas reiris. Achilas reiris is considered teima. So that's muta. Oyafilu has muet. Pasmut means a kebeo. So that's also called te'imo. She's allowed to wash and eat a kebeo of pas. Or is allowed to have a kebeo of mezoinis. That's called te'imo. Afulu te'imo sheyeshbo kebei liso in halei. Now he's going back to Achilles Peiris. That means a lot of Peiris, he wants to eat 5 apples, 10 apples. Teimes Peiris is called, even a lot of Peiris is called Teime. It's not called an Achilles Sude. Avol Sude also. But a Sude is also. So that means he's after Shachis, so Teime is Mutam, and the Suda is also. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Zot the Mishnah Berurah. Achilas Peiris, so that's called Teime, and this is Mutam. Va'af al gav, v'la'acha t'vila Shachis, t'var nischayev bekiddish. Now, there's a new problem. You can't eat Peiris alone. You're not allowed to eat before kiddish. And after Shachis, there's already a chayev kiddish. Va'osa lechel v'lishtois mikoidem. Vein kiddish ela b'mchaim sude. So you have a problem over here. You're not allowed to eat before kiddish. And to make kiddish, ein kiddish ela b'mchaim sude. You're not allowed to eat a sude before musafs. So how does this work? Yesh loimam. The daik sheyishte koisyayin achera kiddish. He'll drink a second kais. That means he'll drink malay lugmav of the first kais, raiv revius of the first kais. Then he'll drink a revius of yayin. The gamze mikri sun the kanal simin reisha in gimel. We hear the reisha in gimel, there are certain shittas that a kais yayin, a revius of yayin, after malay lugmav, is considered kiddush b'mokim sudeh. V'achakach, so now he made kiddush. Who was yaitza mitzvah's kiddush, that's kiddush b'mokim sudeh. There's a lot of peiris, then he can eat the peiris. Fine. Oy, she'ein lo yayin kol kach. What if he doesn't have so much wine? That means he doesn't have so much revius. He needs a revius and a malay lugmav. He doesn't have so much wine. Yesh lusmech ala poiskim desvir lehu. Didaik sheyishte kol hakos yayin shel kiddush shemachzik revius b'zeh mikri gam ken kiddush b'mokim sude. So b'dieved it can be soimach on those shittas that to drink the whole kos is called kiddush b'mokim sude, so he drinks one revius. Agavuche, the biraloche speaks about a shayla. A kohen is not allowed to drink wine. We're talking about before musaf. We're talking about And we learned the Yiduchin, Neretz Yisrael Yiduchin before Moshe. Ashos Yayin is not allowed to drink. Ashos Yayin means that if he drank a revius of wine, he's not allowed to do him. So how can a Kohen make Kiddush and with a revius Yayin? So he says, you know what a revius is, that's problematic. But he says, our wine has a little water added to it, so it's not a complete revius of Yayin, so he's permitted to do him. If you don't drink of this, it's not pure wine, there's some water added to it, so he's allowed to do him. Fine. So with the vow, we're saying a person wants to be toyim before Musav, so he's allowed to eat prayers. Fine. And he makes kiddush before with either a Malay Lugma plus a revius, or a revius alone of wine. Or he could be eat pas muet, the hainu kebeyem. The chol zehu bechlal achilas agai, because we said asudu is also before Musav. But team is muta, so a kebeyem pas is muta. That's also called a team, and that's mutter. What? Tagim is cake. Today, Lisoy Dalev, Mechameshis Minim, like a cake. Today, Lisoy Dalev, now, Teim is Mutter, the Haina Shoichel Peres Harbe. The Achilles Peres Le Mikri Kvam, it's not called Akvius, it's not called Asude. So, if he wants to say he made Kiddush and he had the Kabeya of Mezainis, and then he can eat as much peiris as he wants. V'nirem. V'im cholash liboy. He feels weak. Yochel gam pas lechel asher tishyashim daitai. Now, the Mishneh Brura is saying akulem. He feels weak. So let's talk in yesterday Davin Musaf. He feels so weak to Davin Musaf. Av shu yaisa mikebeye. So already this is already an achilas kvar. So in Shal Yitzin, he says, si wasay mechana bach. The bach is chaylik on the machaba. It's meredig. The Bach says, Yelati Asuda before Musav. The Mechaber said Asuda is also. The Bach said Asuda is Mutter. So Memele, he wants to say, but if a person feels weak, and there's other Cheshbainis also, so Memele, he says he's permitted to eat more pas. We have the Bach and another Cheshbain. But he feels weak, so he's permitted to eat more pas in order that's cholash liboy. Av shayes mekebeyem. Kosov ve'eliyo rabbe v'huve b'sharei tshuvim. Dim cholash liboy ve'ein lo yayin v'lo yishar dova l'kadish olok. Now, he has a problem. He feels weak. He wants to eat peiris, but he doesn't have any wine. He can't make kiddush. Rashoi lechel peiris, he's allowed to eat peiris. Vu adin mini targim mechameshes minim, koidem musuf av beli kiddush. But there's one condition, it's cholash liboy. If he feels weak, so he could be Seymach and this and eat before Kiddush. Ava belav hochi, ein lahakil. Fine. So that's eating before Musaf. Siv Dalet. היו לפניו שתי תפילות. A person had in front of him שתי תפילות. אחס של מנחה ואחס של מוספים. That means it's זמן מנחה is שש ומחצר. That means now a half an hour after Chatzos is Zman Mincha Gdoilo. It's a half hour after Chatzos. So now it's Zman Mincha, and he didn't daven Musaf yet. So the shail is, which should he daven first? Shul Zman Tfilas Mincha. Now we can see Merdike Chidusha. So the Mechaber says, Sorech li svalo shel mincha t'chile, you should daven mincha first, va'acha kach shel musaf, and then daven musaf. Why? Because tfilas mincha is a tfila tediro, tfilas mincha he davens every day, musaf he davens once a week, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Chol Hamoed. So Tfilas Mincha is a Tfila Tadiro. Now it's Zman Mincha, Zman Musaf, Siyum Magdim, Tfilas Mincha. So the Mechaber says, the Vayel, we'll see. You should have a Mincha first. Umiyu im Higdum Shel Musaf, what if he didn't do that? He daven Musaf first. Yotso, that means he didn't do the right thing. Again, there's a din of Todder, Vishayni Todder, Todder Koidim. That's a mitzvah. You should be Magdim, the mitzvah Tadire. He didn't do this. He did the wrong thing. But he was Yotso Musaf. The Yesh Oimrim, now others say, this din, that he has to daven mincha first, we can get a cooler now. Da'ainu shetzorich ato lehisfalo shteyim. He has to daven both tfilas now. Kigoyim. Sheroitza lechel. He wants to eat. And we'll see Mishnah Berurah, he wants to eat a suda gedoyla. He wants to eat a suda gedoyla at Shabbos. A suda gedoyla is called a bris, a sheva brachas. He wants to eat a suda gedoyla. Now, one is not permitted to eat a suda gedoyla before mincha. So now, he has a suda gedoyla. He has to daven mincha. Before he starts the Suda, he's not allowed to eat the Suda Gedoyla before Mincha. He has to daven Mincha. He has to daven Musaf. So now he has to do these both mitzvahs before he eats. So I'm going to do two mitzvahs, one after the other. So there's a cloud, Todo, Mishene, Todo, Todo, Koidem. So you have to do the mitzvah tadira, which is mincha. Daven mincha before Musaf. But what is, if I'm not interested in eating now? So I'm not interested in davening mincha now. I don't have to daven mincha. So I want to daven Musaf. So then there's no klal. You have to daven mincha before Musaf. The whole thing, you have to daven mincha before Musaf is, if I want to do both now, so there's a saying that you have to be magnum the tadiro. But if I don't want to daven, I'm going to daven mincha in 2 hours. So, I'm going to daven mincha now. I want to daven Musaf now, so I can daven Musaf now. That's what the Mechaber says.
So then there's a din that you daven mincha first.
I don't want to eat now a suda gedoyla. Is yochela hagdim shel musaf? So I'm not up to mincha now. Second daven musaf. Hago. Miyu im higia mincha ktana, it's already mincha ktana, then it's already yispalo mincha tchile. Fine. V'yesh mi shahoyrem. This is the Rambam shita, she'ein oisin kein b'tubo
להגדם תפילס מנחה לתפילס מוסף כדי שלא ייתו. That means like this. The Rambam, America Rambam Shita, and the Mishabur Lalocha Paskins like the Rambam, which is more wichtig to know, the Machlokes HaRishonim. The Rambam says, it's a more wichtig that this is very much Negeya. Yom Kippur, it's very much Negeya. Usually they start davening Musav. It's already, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you should try to start davening mitzvah before Sheish Amarta. She shouldn't get into this problem. Fakel, we try to do this. But it's, you're not successful. So, according to the Sheshitas Ataisus, you're not successful, so you should daven first. Shadavim first, Minche, and then Musaf. The Rambam Shita is a bit suitable. You never daven Minche before Musaf. Why? Because you're going to feel the sign in the Tzibur, you daven Minche before Musaf. So a person, people know, oh, that's a Seder. Minche is before Musaf. So the daven Musaf before Chatzos, but I know you daven Minche before Musaf. So daven Minche also before Chatzos. That means to give this and hug it to a tzibur, they're gonna. You always daven. I was there Minche before Musaf. So he knows you always. So but the Rambam says when it comes to a tzibur, by going according to the letter of the law and saying todem sheinu todem todem koydem, you're gonna engrave in the minds of people, you always have a mincha before Musaf. So, B'tzimur, you don't do this. And Lalacha, we paskin like the Rambam. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Shal mincha tchilim, shohu todim. Yotze, dode, todde, kodim, rak le mitzvah, lechatchile, leili kuru b'diyevel. And that's what we said, you should daven mincha first, if you have to do both now. Kigoyin sheroi tzalechel, lefim ha-demasi kiramor l'arbasim ha-reish lamed beis, ein leser lechel koidem mincha kishigi izman mincha gdoyle, this din, you're not allowed to eat a suda before mincha, is elo b'suda gdoyle. Usudu Shabbos le mikri sudu gedolam. So maybe I don't have to daven mincha now. Ki im sudus nisun sheva brachas I bris mila. It's very interesting. Halalocha. Asudus bris is called asudu gedolam. Asudu Shabbos is not called asudu gedolam. V'loi chashinen shema yivsham. So that means, so normally, there's no need. It's after Sheish Umartha. There's no need to daven mincha now. I can eat my Sudi Shabbos and daven mincha later. Because there's only an Issa to eat a Sudi Gedoyla before mincha, which means Hashem Ebrochis or Bris. But Samazay Yasuda, I'm allowed to eat before mincha. So Mela, I'm not up to mincha now, so I could have a Muslim before. V'loi chashin in shema yivsham. V'prat ha'idna, the same chmakri, the base ha'knesses la'mincha, ain't tzorich l'ispal olat ha'mincha. So Mela, this din, to daven mincha before Musaf, is not so shriach. Im higia, but if it's mincha k'tane, then you daven mincha first. Now he says a very interesting shaila. V'musamuch le'erev. It's 15 minutes before the shkia, let us say. V'ein le'shuhus le'spalo shteyim. He can only daven either musaf or mincha. So now, so I'll call him of Todor, Shani Todor, and say, listen, well, you have to daven only one tefillah now, so you should daven the tefillah Tadira. That's what we would say. paskind the Mogen Avrom is follow Musaf. No, Dame Musaf. Why? The Mincha Yeshua Tashlumim Ba'arvis. Mincha, you can daven. Good, you didn't daven Mincha. So by Ma'arv, you'll daven Tushim and Esris. Masha'in came the Musaf. But Musaf, it's either now or never. So Memele, so then he holds Yudavin Musaf and Yudavin Tushim and Esos by Meirem. The Sefer Dogel Mavova Chayla Kolu Meirushalmi Enikshol B'Sefer Beis Meir Vagdushe Goyin Rabbi Keveger Meyashvay B'Doichek. Agav Urchem, the Bir Aloche brings down Afrim Megodem. That says something similar. If it's before Shor Shvi'is, it's after Sheish Machta, before Shor Shvi'is. And if he'll daven Musaf now, he won't be a Poshaya. If he'll daven Mincha now, he will be a Poshaya. So it's better to daven Musaf before Mincha. So another case that you daven Musaf before Mincha, to make sure you shouldn't be a Poshaya, because if you daven after Shor Shvi'is, you have a din of a Poshaya. The maze is.
Yes.
So then in that case, Rabbi Keveger says, then you daven Mincha. 100%. Because you only can do one. You are amazed. You didn't have a Mincha. So you can only do one Mincha or Musaf. So Mincha is Tadir. In such a case, you'll have a Mincha 100%. B'Shabbos Shlo Yitu Eirish B'Shar Yomim. The Rambam holds by Yitzhundu, you always daven Musaf first, because B'Shar Yomim is called Mincha Koyde Musaf Vila Koyde Mechatzayis. So the Rambam says by Yitzhundu, you always daven Musaf first. Tzivhei. B'Shabbos V'Yontef Ein Oimrim Borchu Ache Kaddish Pasrim Vaylel Simen Kruv Lamed Gimel, Vaylel Musuf Simen Kruv Lamed Gimel B'Ramor, the Shamnis Bor Heitev Din Zem, the Pshat in this Aloche is as follows. Pshat in this Aloche is, the Minig was not, she saw you have such a Minig, that they used to say, Bohum, after davening, after Shachis. The purpose for this was for the latecomers. But Shabbos, even if you came late and you missed the Bohu, some of you were there in the times of Kriyas HaTorah. So you heard a Bohu already. So therefore, B'Shabbos V'Yontif Ein Oimrim Bohu Acher Kaddish Pasre, because there's no need for it. Even a latecomer could still answer Bohu by Kriyas HaTorah. Let us start Reish Pei Zayin. Yecholim lenachem aveilim b'Shabbos. V'chein yecholim levaker es acholim. V'lo yoyim aloi keder shoyim aloi b'chol. By b'kocholim, he says the Nusach. Aloim aloi Shabbos hu milizoik refuah kroi v'lovoi. Perachmav merubim v'shimsu b'sholim hagov yeshem den tzorch loyma v'rachmav merubim v'chein noagum. The Indian to say Shabbos u'milizoik is because you're not zoyik on Shabbos, you're not mispah. So therefore we say Shabbos u'milizoik. That means we like this when a person's mavaka chayle. The Iker Tachlis of Bikur Cholim is the Tefillah. So you come to the Cholim and you tell them, listen, Shabbos u'milizoik, Shabbos you're not zoyik. But the fourth Cholim alone, the schus of Shabbos can be making without a zo'oke that you should have refuah kroi v'lovoi. And that's the same thing by a Mishaberech. We also say in the Mishaberech, Shabbos u'milizoik, bei Mishabech, ich habe Mishabech an Shabbos, weil ich nicht so ich an Shabbos. Und es ist auch ein Lösser, dass ich bei Sakone, so der Ding ist, ihr soll ich kennen an Shabbos. Sie don't say Shabbos um mir Lösser. Und der same Ding ist, am Mishabech, Yomim Neuroim, even the falls out on Shabbos, Yomim Neuroim is as man so okay, so if you feel the falls out on Shabbos, we don't say by the Mishaber, Shabbos or Milizay. No.